Louise, I think you've been talking to Jane recently, haven't you? Jane graduated some time ago from the programme, and she now has a coaching practice called Little Wing Coaching.
She does indeed. Yes, it's littlewingcoaching.co.uk, just to give her a little bit of a plug. I'm sure she'll be pleased to hear that. Jane is a great individual and we share a lot of common interests. And I apologise now, before we go any further with this podcast, that dogs, cats and horses are probably going to appear in a number of places. She says that coaching has really become a way of life for her.
What's interesting with that, of course, is that Jane does have a very broad background, doesn't she? She works in a number of areas. They have a very strong interest in nature, in self-sufficiency and so on. So Jane has brought coaching into all aspects of her life and work.
She has indeed. And she has a great wide network of people who reflect her views on life and her interests in life. And one of those is nutrition. And she's just recently been approached by a specialist in nutrition who, and I take my hat off to this nutritionalist, because she realises that her clients need more than just the information on nutrition that actually to actually make a difference to their lives and to improve their health. And she has been speaking to Jane about that and asked Jane to come in with some coaching and NLP content into her workshops. And that's just really exciting, isn't it?
It is, because it's demonstrating very clearly that coaching isn't something that sits aside on its own remotely, but coaching can be integrated into any aspect of our lives, any way of learning or any way of being. And Jane is really embodying this so beautifully.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's good to hear that she's been recognised for the work that she's doing. She's also recognised here as Simply Changing because she's also part of our learning support team. And remember, we call our learning support team the supervision team, simply because that fits in with the sort of clinical professional practice around things like counselling, psychotherapy and other such disciplines. And in addition to this, Jane is also part of our Coaching with Horses team, because as you know, we run as a CPD element on our coaching programmes, a Coaching with Horses Day, where we illuminate how we work with our horses, with our coaches, in a professional manner. And so we spend a day with our developing coaches and as many graduate coaches who want to come back and share the day with us. The whole kind of ethos behind that, the process of working with horses in this way and how we use horses as metaphors. Jane and also Marie Weinman come and they work with our horses. One of them gets Monty, one of them gets Guinness, and we work really well as a Coaching with Horses team. So Jane is a very integral part of what we do here at Simply Changing.
Jane's also, I think, been doing some quite innovative work with a whole range of people, and she's been talking about some successes she's had recently, hasn't she? What sort of examples did she give of the work she's doing at the moment?
I've got three really good examples from Jane here. The first one is that she has been working with a coachee whose goal was to save her marriage, and through the coaching process, she has been really successful in building that relationship back with her partner, and that's really good to hear. She's working with another coachee, or has worked recently with another coachee, to deal with her depression, and the coachee wanted to deal with her depression without resorting to medication, and again that's been really successful. And the third example of a coachee that she's been working with is a horse rider with confidence issues. Now, it gets a little bit more complex than that when you realise that this particular lady had dreams of becoming a natural horsemanship instructor, and she has great skill and great relationship with her horses, and is able to work with them really effectively from the ground and on the ground. but went to Jelly once she was on her horse's back. So in a very short time, they identified an issue from this person's childhood that had given her a limiting belief. And that was actually what was causing the confidence issue. And now that that has been cleared, she's well on her way to achieving her dream of changing her profession to become a natural horsemanship instructor. Doesn't get better than that, does it, Lizzie?
It's fantastic, because there she was with her dream, with her passion, with her desire to have this career, but just one thing was in the way. And Jane was able to identify that limiting belief through the coaching process and enable her to deal with that, get rid of it, and now she can move forward into the life and work that she wants. I'm intrigued, Louise, by the term limiting beliefs. Could you explain a little more about that, please?
The term limiting beliefs is something that we'll get to understand really, really well on the coaching programme. Basically, what we believe is who we are. So if for example, if during my school time I go into one of the foreign language lessons, maybe I'm learning French, for example, and each time I go into that environment, I find that instead of learning things, I find it difficult to learn. Maybe the learning process hasn't been set out right for my learning style, for example. So imagine that that happens to me in every lesson. Lessons are tough. I don't quite understand what's going on. I'm not quite getting it as well as my fellow classmates are. So I soon get to be able to build a belief that is that I'm rubbish at languages and I can't learn another language. So that then may then become a part of who I am and a part of how I identify with myself. And it could cut off foreign travel or cut off the opportunities that learning a foreign language might open up for me. So beliefs, whether they are self-limiting in that regard, you know, I can't learn a foreign language because I just had a few experiences at school and that got right through to my emotions. You know, if that happens to us, a self-limiting belief becomes self-limiting. And what we want to do as coaches is, one, identify that, check out whether that's working for our coachee, change that belief and build rock solid beliefs which enable us to achieve the things in life that we want to achieve. We've got a ton of ways of being able to do that. It's been my life's work, remember, not just for myself in my late teens, in my early 20s, but then subsequently in my quest for working with other people all the way throughout my life so far. So we understand beliefs very, very well here. Yes. And we understand how to eradicate self-limiting beliefs.
Yes. One of the lovely things that Jane says, she says coaching is a fantastic way of helping people to remove the obstacles in the way of getting what they want out of life. And it's the removal of those obstacles that opens up the doors for people to become themselves.
She also says, we just have to spread the word now. So let's get on and spread it.
Okay.